If we now move our attention to language and thought, which comes first? Is it language or is it thought? It's a bit like a chicken and the egg question, really. Do we learn to think before we speak, or does language shape our thoughts? There have been new experiments with 5-month-olds which favor the conclusion that thought might come first. Hard to say. Infants are born with a language-independent system for thinking about objects. Now, speakers of different languages notice different things and so make different distinctions. For example, in Korean, when Koreans say that one object joins another, they specify whether the objects touch tightly or loosely. Now, in contrast, speakers of English, they say whether one object is in or on another. For example, they say, I put the spoon in or on the cup in English. And the equivalent in Korean, it is that it has something to do with tightness or looseness by the cup. And do these differences then affect our view of the world? When Koreans and Americans see the same everyday event, for example, a pen in a cup or an apple in a bowl, then they categorize them in accordance with the distinctions of their language. So can we separate language and thought in this manner? These are, of course, hypotheses.